It's not any slower. It's the same.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
I can't hear anything.
Now I can.
Maybe on this.
You got to do it.
Jordan, do the intro because this is bitten silly. I don't fucking do it. It's time for you to do it. We're ending the show. It's gonna get shot in the head and buried in the ground. We're gonna throw dirt on it. Eric's gonna eat it because he likes to eat dirt. Boom.
There you go.
This is not how it was supposed to go.
That's how
it was supposed to be a sad version in a minor key.
In a minor key, yeah.
And we all lament the loss of our favorite
Hire
shows.
Hire me for your funerals.
Silly. Welcome to Spittin' Silly, the last episode of this Fortnite podcast thing where anything can happen, and it probably doesn't anymore.
Not ever again in any capacity.
I'm your host, Jordan Swears, alongside my co-host, dude. Michael Jones. Michael, dig in.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
We already ate.
We got some chicken sandwiches going on.
Michael just busted in, and we got some Wendy's, or Gracie really wanted
to. Gracie got Wendy's and more.
Thank you, Gracie.
And no drinks.
You are welcome, Nicholas.
Yep. Oh, boy.
Yummy.
So one of the things we got was the creamsicle frosty. Oh, my goodness gracious. Michael's... No, it's not.
Wow, I love the creamsicle frosty. Are you a creamsicle guy or no?
Not really, but also it's fine. I'm just being a dick.
Classic, Michael. You know, hey, we should have known.
It's pretty good. I don't want to besmirch its name. It's no mint. It's pretty good. I wouldn't like suck these down, but like, not pretty good.
But you'll suck one down.
Mm-hmm. He's sucking that one down.
I'm sucking
for sure.
Down because I didn't get a drink every time. I'm like, Gracie, where's my drink?
Spicy hot chicken sandwich. Don't worry. Gracie got a drink.
Yeah. Oh, no!
The biggest Diet Coke they offer.
Go it's also not
drink some of Jordan's Schwapeepies.
What about Jordan's what?
It's not Schwapeepies. It's Canadia Dream.
Oh, I'm sorry. But if you're there's fries also, that's fine, whatever. There's also an additional snacky that Gracie got for it. And it is the Cinnabon pull apart inside the chili cup.
For fuck's sake. Don't make that face.
He says, for fuck's sake, as he reaches for it to eat it immediately.
You don't want to get sticky.
It's a gots to eat, not of this freaky.
Yeah.
Did you eat all of it, Nick?
Most of it.
Okay.
I stopped myself.
Are you? No, okay. Now, we were talking about this. Gracie's never been to Cinnabon to get a Cinnabon.
To be fair, I imagine Gracie's never been to Cinnabon because malls don't exist.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, oh, there's the cart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to a Cinnabon.
They're before my day.
Like a brick and mortar Cinnabon?
Right.
Fuck off.
You don't really seek out Cinnabon. It's kind of a I could go for a Cinnabon.
And they've actually, it makes sense saying that out loud because they've evolved from that to now, well, no one goes to malls. We'll just shove it in every fast food place.
They literally in the Schlotzky's. In the Schlotzky's, in the Wendy's now.
You know what I just realized, too?
Oh, this is a very, like, low effort.
Oh, yeah.
It's in
the
chili cup.
Anal retentive he is about the test. And I'm like, it was over here.
Oh, I know.
For 4 minutes.
Yeah.
He said nothing.
Yeah.
It's never been important.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
He kept saying, job security. And he's like, fuck it, lost that. Doesn't matter now.
Job security.
Nothing matters now.
All right, that's it.
This is our very last Spit and Silly.
Womp womp.
It feels like just a year and a half ago we started the show.
It seems like only a year and a half ago we started a second podcast thing to fill in the gap on the off week so that way sales had something to do.
And it feels like someone... is going to listen to this one and go, I never heard of this podcast before.
I
didn't know they did this, even though it's on the same feed as the other show.
And I will say, in a couple of weeks, maybe don't listen to these anymore, but also we'll wait and let you know if you should or not. It means maybe there's something else you should listen to instead and not this RSS
feed. Maybe don't keep coming back to this.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Keep coming back, dude.
We'll find out and let you keep coming back.
Yeah, dude, keep coming back.
If it's not there. If it's not there, refresh.
Yeah.
Just hit F5, Command R, depending on what computer you're on.
I'm doing Command R.
You would.
Yeah, I'm always Command R-ing.
He looks like a Command R, doesn't he?
It's like a pirate talking into like a command.
I'm commanding.
Calling Command.
Yeah.
This be Command
R. So we got spicy chicken sandwiches. We got the fries. And the thing Jordan pointed out with the fries, this is from Wendy's. What happened where they stopped salting their fries? What happened?
It's infuriating because if you go inside, they have bundles of sea salt packets that you can put on. And but they don't do it in the store. Like, do you have to
start? They just don't salt them.
Yeah, I got to start requesting it or something. Yep. I don't know why. Because when they reintroduced Or they did a new recipe fry or something, because Wendy's fries used to
suck. It's the all-natural whatever.
Yeah, they call them
sea
like,
salt.
They're like bigger cut, and the sea salt was one of the was one of the things that they were really pushing as far as the new recipe. And then they just stopped doing it.
It's like a whole minute.
Yeah, Michael was looking at me the whole time because he had Frosty on his nose and he wanted me to see. But I could only see out of the corner of my eye, and I was trying to give Jordan my attention, and then I saw Michael like a dog that got into the ice cream.
He was like a cat who stole
Doritos and drove
away. I didn't want to interrupt. Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt.
I love him.
So why? I just don't get. Their fries are good. I love the consistency.
It's like a year or so ago, they just stopped. Yeah, they're great fries, but they need salt.
There's no salt.
Yeah. And, they're you cold. Know, longtime listeners know that Wendy's is my go-to.
Yeah.
It's like the only fast food place
now,
I frequent.
It's so frequent. Much
no!
your...
My shirt!
Michael's
your
a mess.
Your cream's a cold, dude.
Yeah, oh, no.
It was you too got good.
Now it's mint status.
You got creamed.
Sucks.
Oh, no. Now, this is so much Jordan's go-to.
Lick my cream off.
That,
Eric, lick my cream off
no,
me.
Thank you.
Sickle his cream until he...
no,
Wendy's.
No. Shut up. Shut up. Jordan is the one who actually had the
I know I pulled a
dreamsicle,
Michael
creamsicle fucking drink.
Wow. Yeah,
like eight times.
I had it like three times before.
You pulled a Michael.
Yeah,
full
that's
on.
Me.
Really, Michaeled it up.
Or Nick.
I'm Michael,
and I didn't want to hype it up too much, but I was like, it's pretty good, and I knew Nick was like, ooh, and Gracie had been Gracie was the one who pointed it out in the FaceJam
like
Slack
months ago.
Yeah.
I hope it sticks around because
it's good.
It's way better than the. Chocolate and vanilla.
Very good.
Yeah.
And I feel like Wendy's, they started with the chocolate frosty.
Mm-hmm.
You'd get that all the time as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, it's already vanilla. Let's just
let's just
start not putting chocolate
just be vanilla.
In it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And they did a couple other flavors and like strawberry and stuff, but like none of them were like home runs for me.
Mm-hmm.
But this is definitely the best version of the frosty.
I think this is probably the best version of the weird ones that they've done. I do hope it sticks around. Do you think they'll continue and try like different stuff? Like, you think they'll probably do other Frosties, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is the most out there one.
And that's
like,
what
the natural progression was to go to vanilla and strawberry.
Uh-huh.
And now this one is out there. So it's like,
now I'll ask.
They're kind of like,
it is
kicking
pretty
the
good.
Door
down. I don't love it.
Yeah.
It's real good
as a creamsicle,
for an out there one.
Yeah.
As a creamsicle aficionado,
like, that,
this
sucks.
Is good.
Yeah. If you aren't.
I didn't know you held the title. That's cool.
If you
I went to school
willing,
for 4 years for it.
Whoa.
If you aren't willing to try the new thing or whatever, don't bother with this. If you like creamsicles even a little bit,
yes.
This is worth at least trying the small one and going, oh, fuck, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think that they will continue with the weird ones.
Where do you think they'll go next? Like,
that's what I was going to say. I think, just looking at the stuff we have here, I think they're going to do a Cinnabon one. I think they're going to do a cinnamon swirl.
No, impossible.
I think they're going to do a cinnamon swirl because this has been a fucking hit.
But let's be
real. And the pull apart, the cinnamon, the Cinnabon branding with Wendy's has been doing really well for them. I think they're going to do a wacky one day thing. Come try this thing. Like the fucking weird Rick and Morty drinks that they were doing. They Gracie cannot believe I said that.
Yeah.
They had
you
these,
know about Rick and Morty?
In the...
In you're smart enough to watch that show?
So smart.
Someone told me I sound like the sister.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can hear that.
Summer?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I can hear that.
I don't think so, for the record.
I didn't think so either.
You sound like a female adult.
So a classic Rick and Morty character.
So yeah.
We're talking about the youngest podcaster ever.
That's true. Yeah, we
put some respect on my
we've
name.
Determined that Gracie is the youngest podcaster in the world.
Ever.
Yeah. So, you're welcome.
Don't look it up.
The Coke remix machines that I hate at Wendy's.
That was close. Your Canada Dry almost got me Canada Wet.
Oh my God.
Boom.
If there had been a little bit more in it, I would already have
you
been
almost
drinking.
Had it, yeah.
Yep.
Wendy's for a little bit did Rick and Morty, like
I
Rick Berry
up,
something
like
and whatever.
Something,
yeah.
Berry.
Yeah. So Google. I think, and those were very like limited. I think they're going to do something that's going to be like this weekend only, Cinnabon Frosty.
The thing,
and it'll be a cinnamon brown sugar swirl thing.
Yeah.
The thing that Cinnabon is the best at, the thing that everyone eats it for, is not the cinnamon bun.
It is fucking frosting.
It is the frosting.
Yes.
That is what gets your brain the dopamine hit. It's like, I need more of this.
If they can figure that out, it will be a thing.
That?
That, no.
Oh.
The, I,
no,
I mean,
that,
this,
is, that is the icing, yes.
Yeah,
the but
icing,
if they were
yeah.
to make a frosty version,
now, imagine
they need to be doing
cream
it
and
icing.
Cocaine is what
yeah.
it is.
Yeah. So imagine instead of just a little bit on that, it was fucking drowning in it.
It's true. They fucking scrimp.
Yes.
Okay. They hold back on yeah. the pull apart. Like, it should be pouring like over cooking. And
yeah.
filling up half of the cup.
Yeah, it's
which is why we recommend
raising his hands like over his head, like, yeah. like
which is why
drench me.
He wanted why we recommended style, but with that icing.
We recommended to Gracie to go find a mall.
Oh yeah,
and go to a Cinnabon and try one for realsies.
Yeah, and yeah. then there's no Cinnabons in the mall.
Don't say drench me Nickelodeon style anymore. Haven't you seen the documentaries?
No. What?
Don't say that.
Oh man. but I think the cinnamon like Cinnabon thing will be like the next thing. I think that'll be like the next weirdo thing that they do because I don't know where else it goes. Do a Coke one, I guess.
No, I would like them
a frozen
to do
Coke?
A bomb pop. I could go for frosty.
A bomb pop,
oh.
like for 4th of July.
Yeah,
like those red, white, blue popsicles.
Have you ever
you
had
what a bomb pop is? All right.
Yeah,
she just kept explaining
just
it.
Checking.
Yeah,
like, hey, idiot.
Can we go on a good note here?
We got 18 minutes.
Got 18 minutes. Bomb Pop would be interesting. The Bomb Pop one makes me think of Prime when we did the Prime taste test or whatever. We're tasting all those. And then did you see they're getting sued into oblivion right now?
Why? Because people are drinking them and blasting off in
space?
Have
you not heard about this?
The
PFBs or something like that?
PFBs. Can you speak in layman's terms, please?
The forever chemicals that you are not supposed to have in your body.
But I do anyway.
They, like Prime, and I don't know the amount or whatever, it is 3 times the amount you're supposed to have in your lifetime.
In one of them?
I don't know.
How many doses
I'm going to say, honestly, I'm going to say yes.
Okay, well, we're dead.
Yeah.
So, Prime is getting fucked right now.
Better in me than in, like, Mother Earth.
So if they knew that, why
like, I'll take the
there?
Hit.
Yeah. Going for the team.
Yeah. It was just Earth Day.
I think it made
doing my part.
That.
I don't know. The guy went to the forest in Japan, and then all of a sudden, I'm drinking forever chemicals, and it's
that's
just like
he's a boxer.
Yeah, I don't really understand.
That's like gas station crack, those drinks.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what they're called. But they have Kratom.
You got it.
Gas station crack is a great name for a drink.
We should not do an episode of doing Kratom.
We should do a podcast called Gas Station Crack.
We should
and
do an episode
one,
where
we got Rhino Double XL.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we should go into the men's bathroom and just buy everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael,
little,
I'm thinking about what you need to ingest, and it's definitely those Rhino pills.
Oh,
yeah, 100%. Yeah,
I'll grow a horn.
Yeah, become strong like a rhino.
I'm already strong like a rhino. I just need the horn.
and
that's
thick
how you.
Skin.
That's
thick
how you get it. You
like
grow
rhino.
The horn, yep. Just like Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti.
Oh wait, no.
Stanley Tucci's the rhino.
Stanley
Tucci the rhino. Nick, edit that.
Nick will edit it. Yeah. Here, I'll get you one clean. Stanley Tucci. It'll be just like the rhino, Stanley Tucci.
Stanley Tucci. What are we going to do for a theme song?
What?
What are you talking about? Like,
our
we
vacation.
We just did the... Oh.
You
yeah.
guys are not coming on vacation.
The song of the summer?
Yeah, the song of the summer.
Going on vacation.
Yeah, what are we going to do for the song of the summer?
Doesn't Sabrina What's-Her-Face
dude,
have the
you
song
you know what I'm doing
summer?
On Friday?
Yeah. Oh,
I'm
definitely.
Doing on Friday.
What's that?
Waking up in Vegas. I'm going to Las Vegas.
Oh, really?
On Thursday.
Do you have a convention?
Fuck no.
You just going to Vegas?
I'm going on vacation.
Woo. That's cool. No, that's too early. We have one more episode of the show.
Well, not with me.
Uh-oh.
I'll call in from the craps table.
Hey.
Oh. Hey, roll a seven.
Sir, you can't use the phone. It's a podcast.
Don't worry, it's a podcast.
It's podcast.
I'm all in.
It's Face Jam Death Throws. And Death Throws yeah. Sevens.
I'm going to try to save the show. Here we go.
Oh.
Bust.
Shit.
Seven out. I'm in Vegas for 4 days.
So
I'm in Vegas for 1 day.
I'm in Vegas permanently.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't get home.
Take a picture with me on the strip. Oh, $20, please. Fuck, please. Are you
going
to
be handing out trading cards with Michael's face
yeah,
on them?
Yeah, he's gonna do the cool. flick thing so it makes that noise and then
pretty
it's
cool.
Michael
I
with
like
stars
that.
All over him.
I like that.
You're going to be living in the sphere.
You going to do anything crazy in Vegas? You getting up to anything? This comes out after, so you can say it.
Yeah, no, we're going to a show on Friday. What is that? It's a music festival on Saturday. Oh, so really? Going for that. It's like a whole bunch of losers going. Not me. I'm going with the losers.
Oh,
and then cool guy.
Cool. Okay. I hadn't considered then, that.
Featuring a bunch of losers.
And then
and Michael.
There's like 80 bands. So they're like, oh, fuck, we'll do other shows. So then there's like a show on Friday. So then we bought a show on Friday for one of the bands we're already going to see on Saturday.
What?
Who is the band?
Sick New World is the festival.
Sick New World?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
I'll be honest, Gracie, I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, I
was everybody's like, we're going,
yeah.
guys.
You know, Michael, classic music guy.
Michael, classic, things are happening, and I'll be there.
Yeah.
What is it? Yep. I don't know. What are we eating?
I don't know details.
Hey, what are we eating? Whoa. I don't know. Hey, what
Yo,
are we watching?
This lineup is what?
No, it's
you
cool.
Don't
System of a Down?
You don't even listen to music.
I do now.
Oh, my God. System of a Down.
I know.
Slipknot. Whoa. A Perfect Circle.
Alice in Chains.
That guy's dead. Bring Me the Horizon. Danny
Alice
Elfman.
Cooper's not dead.
Danny Elfman.
Danny Elfman,
dude.
From Oingo Boingo.
Primus. Soul Dive.
What?
Black Veil Brides. This is crazy.
Trying to remember who's playing on Friday. What show I'm going to on Friday?
Wow.
Somebody like two bands from there are playing.
Duster.
On Friday.
This is fun. Lamb of God.
Oh,
Knock
Baby
Loose.
Metal.
Baby
Metal's playing.
Yep. Dude, Kim Dracula. What the
dude,
fuck?
Dude, get Tonal. Awesome. Get One Wheel.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you
it.
Are you taking your one wheel, or is the battery dangerous to put on a plane?
Yeah, I can't. I can't. Mm. What I am doing
you could
is
one
taking,
wheel there.
What I am doing is I'm taking my one wheel next month when I do a vacation inside my vacation, and I go to New Orleans.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I'm bring my one wheel there. Zip around looking for vampires. Yeah. I'm just going to be zipping around going, suck me. Yeah. I want to be a vampire.
Are you going to see-
Where's Brad Pitt?
Are you going to see Bring Me the Horizon? Or are you going to see Wage War and Nothing
I think
More?
It's Bring Me the Horizon.
Okay. Or maybe it's Static X and Seven Dust.
No, it's not that one.
That's fucking crazy.
These are also good podcast names we should think about.
Yeah. We should be called Static X.
Yeah. That tells you everything you need to know.
Dude, what the fuck?
Hey, are you excited about what I'm going to and you're not?
That's cool. Hey, honestly.
Is it too late for Eric to tell
you? No, here's the thing.
You got room for one more loser?
I would not want to go to that festival.
No.
That lineup is crazy.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't want to go to festivals anymore.
People thing. Are so into those
the festivals
bands,
were on the table. Wild. And yeah. I was like, I don't give a fuck about that guy. Yeah, yeah. And they were like, it's awesome. This is going to be 100,000 people standing next to you. They're just sweating to death.
Yeah.
Dying of dehydration. I'm like, that sucks. I don't want to go. And then they had a show on Friday. I'm like, with sit down seats?
Yes.
And they're like, yes. I'm like, well, I'll go. That.
Yeah.
I'll
and
sit
then
down.
It, and then it was like, well, I'm already flying to Vegas and coming to that. Right, I got to
go see some Cirque du Soleil.
No, ooh. No, but my Red Web T-shirt friend guy podcast, Alfredo, is demanding we go to a Gordon Ramsay restaurant.
One of the days. Okay. Wow, Grace, that's the thing.
We've been saying.
I'll send you pictures.
We've been saying all this other stuff. This got Gracie up.
Hell's like, Kitchen? She
just, that one?
That's one of them.
Is that the one you're going to?
I recommend
Best Friend.
Gracie, as I just clearly stated, I just show up.
Yeah. If
I'm not involved in the planning.
Hey,
lucky I bought a plane ticket for myself.
If they go, hey, where should we eat? And so whatever, like, I don't, Best Friend.
I pointed Alfredo.
Yeah, there you go. Best Friend
He's
is
not
fucking,
my best friend, but.
No.
That's the name of the restaurant.
That's the name of the restaurant. It's fucking great.
I think it's the best meal I've ever had.
Yeah, it was really good. We went there for Jordan's bachelor party. It was like a lot of fun.
Dude, look at this email I just got. It said, no, before you go. It's like all that one
spot. Oh, it's the whole fucking situation.
Now he knows.
Yeah. Before you goes? Wow.
I'm gozing.
But yeah, Best Friend ruled.
That was great. And then what was the show that we saw? Raw?
It was Ka.
Ka.
It was a Cirque du Soleil show called Ka.
It was fucking sick.
It was sick. And you know it's good when people have died performing it.
Yep.
Because they do some insane shit.
I
recommend that one, but if you're looking for I really regret we didn't see the Zoomanity, which was like the adult-only version one.
Yeah, I want to hang Dong and flip around or whatever, dude.
Yeah.
Go see Zoomanity.
Yeah.
I've realized now as we're, entering the last third of the last episode, were we supposed to talk about some? Was it, what were we
No,
sitting
baby, just, we got, okay. we're eating some
we're
food.
We're just playing.
All right.
We're just playing.
Just playing. Okay, cool.
The classic Rooster Teeth tagline, guys. Us and Artie, we're just playing. Hey, be nice. It's weird, it didn't work. It's so strange. Did you see all the Watcher stuff? At this point, we're
Here's what we should talk about.
Uh-huh.
I think what they're doing, very fortuitous timing for us, actually, because I think the Watcher mistake is the fact that they are already well-established.
Mm-hmm.
They have a tremendous following, not just on YouTube, but also on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they ended up doing was just, like, kind of for some reason tacking something else on top of that.
It was really weird. They started their own website and they called it Rooster Teeth First, and they
what I think they did wrong was you can't introduce something plus when you already have all this other stuff.
I agree.
I think we should just dive in right straight to that. Mm-hmm. We should skip all the other stuff. Let's just start our own streaming platform.
Uh-huh.
And it's just two shows.
It's just two shows sometimes.
And I think we charge $60 a year, uh-huh, which everyone can afford that.
Yes, you can just afford it.
Yeah.
Just afford it right now.
And then, we live our simple lives jet setting the world.
It's perfect.
I think their problem is that, like, they want to be bigger than, like, what they are.
Yeah, well.
And it's dicey to seek investment, uh-huh, from outside sources, so you want to turn to your community, but you're already relying on them so much, mm-hmm, I think, that might be a step too far.
Well, it's the thing, they supposed, and I think this is the same thing that happened here, where it's like, guys, we're going to do stuff at a higher quality. This is going to be like TV show quality. And it's like, we make stuff to put on so you have something to listen to while you do the dishes. I don't, like, here in this room, I think we all understand sort of the scope.
Let me tell you the scope. You know how you put this on to do your dishes, listen to the background?
Uh-huh.
You're listening to a podcast where Eric's talking and I'm just playing on my phone
right now. It's 100%.
Yeah, I was looking down, tuning him out on the last episode.
Absolutely.
It goes both ways, dickhead.
And so it's the thing of like,
I tune myself out when I'm talking.
But now they did the thing where they have like their own site for like the stuff, and they're like, and if you want to watch the stuff for free later, you can. It, like, a month after it comes out, we'll put it on YouTube. Now you've split your community. Again, the same thing that happened here. You've split your community and no one's talking about it at the same time.
That is a huge issue.
Yeah. Huge.
That is something that was a struggle here when you want to talk about the content that you just released. That was a problem when it was a week.
Yes.
For Rooster Teeth. Like, it's a whole problem. Month.
It's a problem when it's a day.
Yeah.
It's a problem. And I knew that it was a big issue when they announced it and Watcher wasn't trending, but Rooster Teeth was. And I went, uh-oh.
Yeah.
This is people going, did they not see what happened to Rooster Teeth?
Well, I think they backtracked correctly.
What happened?
They just sat down and made a video. And
no,
they're
to
like,
Rooster Teeth.
I think you're seeing it.
What?
You're about to take a lifelong vacation.
Did you notice how when you walked in, no one was here?
Right. What's the difference?
I do think they're going to figure it out and they'll be fine or whatever. But I agree with you. It's relying too heavily on that. And it's like,
I get it. Some
people just want to listen to the thing, mm-hmm, and let them listen to like the thing.
There's nothing wrong with them as the creators wanting to be aspirational,
mm-hmm,
but you can't.
You have to find your own funding, your own way, and not rely on other people and see if you can do that stuff.
You can't crowdfund. You can crowdfund a project.
Yeah.
You can crowdfund sustainable,
mm-hmm,
let's call it like, lower budget content.
Let's call it a Patreon and let's call it 100%.
But you can't.
My fucking shirt. So annoying. Fucking creamsicle.
But you can't.
All over the place.
You can't crowdfund an entire streaming platform that you want to do your own stuff on. They don't even have the content yet.
Yeah.
It was so ill-conceived.
Yeah. It's just a lot. But Michael will be in Vegas and he's going to put it all in black or red and coming home a million.
You need to do neighborhood bets. I think that's what they're
called. Go to people's houses, see if they'll give you money, and then you'll be like, oh, I'll bet for you.
Okay. That's smart.
Yeah, when people
that's
go
like sports betting.
They give you $20 and they go, hey, put this on black for me. And then you go, you got it. And you come home, you go, it was red.
I got the $20. Yeah.
Shoot, sorry. And then you come back and you're driving a gold Rolls Royce. And they go, what happened? You go, I don't know. I crapped out. Sorry. Think about it.
Thinking.
Could you FaceTime a roulette table
I would say don't try it and get kicked out, please, unless it's a place you're already going to leave and you're not going to go back to.
You could do that shit in old Vegas, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Golden Nugget, they don't care.
Yeah, the Golden Nugget. On the bachelor party trip, we went there, and Cole and I were playing a bunch of craps. We had a good little spell there and won, mm-hmm, a bunch of money.
Yep.
I think Old Vegas is the place to go.
Yeah, I like, it's gross, but in a good way.
It's definitely gross.
Yeah, if you want to see Cheap Trick play with Twisted Sister, come on down to the Golden Nugget for
Gracie,
some reason.
Do you have a Tide pen in your purse? Do you have a Tide pen?
No.
He's really upset about his shirt. Damn.
sorry.
I knew they wouldn't.
No, I don't. I don't either. I'm having
first. It's fucked up.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I'm having first.
I thought he was gonna say I don't have a shirt.
He's taking monkey to the next level.
Lindsay always has a Tide pen. It's like, mm-hmm. Check this out. I got a Tide pen. Oh, it's out.
Every time.
It's like a marker. It's like a regular. It's like, right. Oh, I left the cap off for 2 years.
Everything you're saying makes so much sense about them. 100%. I was going to say, wow, that's really cool. And that makes sense. And then it was, and it's dead. And I went, wow, that's really cool. That makes sense. 100%. Eat.
That's what I said.
This is wrapping up. We're almost done with Spittin' Silly Forever. But
why? Why did you guys want to stop doing it? Can you explain to the audience how you came to the decision of not wanting to do it anymore?
That's not what
I tried to convince you, Eric, keep doing the show, and he said, I don't want to.
Maybe you're convincing.
How you swung Jordan to your side, I don't know.
He was very convincing. He said, nah.
And Jordan went,
he's a classic nice guy.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's me, the classic nice guy. That's me. I do hope that we continue doing this in some form or fashion, yeah. And we really figure it out. Mm-hmm. But 100%, I'm sorry, but Spittin' Silly.
100% of the time.
100% of the time was Spittin' Silly.
Right.
It's just sort
Spittin'
of like.
Spittin' Silly is 0% listen now.
Yeah. Absolutely. Be, yes. Yeah. And it also felt like a lot of Spittin' Silly was like food focused or whatever. And
didn't necessarily need to be.
No, it didn't need to be.
This right here could have happened without Wendy's.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I feel like we should have.
It made no difference except spilling my fucking shit on my shirt.
I feel like we should have leaned into that more with this.
Isn't that your job?
Yeah.
You produced it poorly is what you're saying.
No, I think the talent just didn't do any of the heavy lifting. I think the production
the
was there.
Making the segments?
You know what? I'll go ahead and throw Nick under the bus too.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
but he was already under there just playing. He was just playing
with
the brakes.
We told him, honestly, we told him to get out from under there. He was just having a good time. He was having fun. Yep.
You know whose fault it isn't? Gracie.
Yeah, great.
Thank you.
Yeah, Gracie brought all the snacks and treats today and other snacks and treats that weren't for this show that she got just on her own the day before, but it's fine. Don't worry about it.
She accidentally bought it.
But we have one more episode of Face Jam next week.
And then we're done.
And then
forever.
And then vacation time.
Yeah.
And we really got to figure out what we're doing this summer if we're going to stay cool and keep in touch.
No, I think we got it cold turkey.
Okay. I think one of us might have to, according to lawyers. But one more episode of Face Jam. I'm really curious to see. Leave a comment. Like, thank you. That was good.
And we promise we won't go watch her on you guys, no matter what happens.
No.
Stay in our lane.
But you can watch us.
Yeah. Let us know what it is that you want out of this thing. Is it?
I think that's a good idea. Yeah.
Like, is it more of like, if there was the main podcast and that was food based,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if there was a second podcast that was more sort of like freewheeling,
what if we call it Food Fight and we pick a food,
uh-huh,
and then we say like, oh, Wendy's has this amazing chicken sandwich. Da, da, da. We're going to go to the farm where they get the chickens and fight them.
And we're
going to
fight the chickens.
We're going to fight the food before they're turned into.
Yeah,
we're
going
to fight the food before they're made into edible
food.
Well,
you have to earn your meal.
Yeah, you beat the shit out of the chicken to death. Yeah.
But they have cook. But also, there are dogs on the farm. Their job is to guard the chickens. So you have to fight your way through the dogs now.
But then suddenly it turns into like the jungle and it like, you know, we really talk about how the food is raised and how unethical.
I
want it. I want to eat this Wagyu burger.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
And then you have to go punch a cow to death.
We got to make it from scratch.
Wow. We have to rear a calf.
I think Jimmy John is hunting cattle.
There was one comment. Did you guys fucking see this?
No.
I have to read this
before
we go.
The person defending the...
Yeah! The person defending the big game hunting?
I kind of understand where they're coming from,
me
though.
Too, but at the same time, you don't have to fucking defend big game hunting. I know that probably no one cares, but big game hunting in Africa is actually extremely helpful for both conservation and the economy. Big game hunting funds anti-poaching efforts as well as conservation efforts in areas that could not afford it otherwise. And then they write a few more paragraphs explaining all this. I understand what you're saying. The optics of Jimmy John holding a dead ass panther is not going to sway me.
I killed it.
Yeah. It's
I
not,
did it.
Hey, a picture check of him with a giraffe head, I could live without.
Check it out. It's Donald Trump Jr. and a dead ass elephant. Yeah. Like, you're that. It,
I'm
at
saving
no
the
point,
environment.
Yeah. At no point are they. And that's the thing. They're not doing it for that.
Yes.
Everything you explained,
he wants the picture.
I understand.
Yeah. They paid that money to get that picture.
They want
to
put this thing in a cage and then kill it and then go, look at what I did. They don't give a fuck about the rest of it.
You know what's
that's
another great
been
way?
Silly.
You know what? Another great way to fund anti-poaching measures, donating money because you're rich.
Yeah, that's it. Don't help,
take it into your own hands.
Don't help these fucking people. Yeah, man, I think these millionaires that go over there and they kill a jaguar, I think it's good, actually. You know what they could do? Take that money and just give it to conservation efforts and then it's done. And then we don't have to kill the giraffe.
Right.
I'm never going to go, dude, I'm glad we killed that giraffe. What the fuck? Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well, Spittin'
was that
Silly.
The good note?
Now, Spittin' Silly was 100% listen, but now it's zero because we're done. So.
Gracie's looking at pictures of Jimmy John now.
Stop!
Not with animals.
Okay.
I had to X out quickly when one popped up. I just wanted to see what he looked like again.
Yeah.
Not good.
It's coming after Cinnamon.
Papa John.
It's fucked up.
Don't fucking say that.
All right. Outro, Michael.
Oh, that was me.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking up the outro. I was reading the news.
Oh.
You looked at me.
But he was listening to his podcast.
Yeah.
He was listening to a podcast while he read the news.
Fucking guy's on trial for something.
Okay, cool.
Did he fall asleep again?
He's farting like crazy.
Nobody's cold. Hey, thanks for listening to Spittin' Silly. Don't forget to listen to a new episode of Face Jam next week. That's right, next week. Tell a friend about the show where we did whatever we wanted. Goodbye forever.
Yeah, and maybe don't listen to this in the future. We'll let you know.
Didn't even update it. Yeah. Didn't even say it's over. Goodbye. Fuck off.
He didn't even send it again. We had to go digging for it.
No way, I sent it.
He sent it. I've never dug for it in my life.
I will dig for it.
I've literally never done it. I never will. And even on if we do a new thing, 100% of the time, I'll never dig for it.
Hmm. Nick, say bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, some of you.
I get the last word.
Cool.